to a man. Lord, we come against the wickedness of this world. We shut down every plan of the wickedness, Father God, with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Set in them, Satan, the blood is against you. And we speak peace over the nation. And we thank you, Lord, that thank because you. Of your blood, yes. we will walk in your peace. Father yes. God, have mercy upon the nations right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Lord God, you see everything that goes on. Nothing is hidden from you, oh God. Amen. Oh, Father God, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would hold these young babies, and these are getting, the ones who are getting bombed, oh God. We ask, Lord God, that you would put your angels all around them, protect them, and keep them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come against this wickedness. We yes. come against the hatred and yes. bitterness, oh God,
yes.
that's
yes.
lurking yes. around this city, oh God, around every city, every town, oh every God. Oh, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that your angels will come about, oh God, and clean up everything that is not of you. We call for Micah, for Micah, the angel of the Lord, to come and fight for us, fight for this nation in the holy name of Jesus. Micah, yes, stand up for us in the name of Jesus. Pull out the sword of the evilness, of oh God.
Yes.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus, reveal yourself, Micah. Move
yes.
by your mighty hand.
Yes.
Fight, fight,
yes.
fight for this nation, Lord, in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Name
oh God, we apply the blood
yes.
over every young man. Every
yes.
young woman, oh God,
yes,
don't
Lord.
Let them go astray, oh God.
Yes,
we ask, Lord God, that you call them back
amen.
By your mighty hands and your mighty powers, Lord. In the name of Jesus, reveal yourself to them, oh God. Show them the way back to the cross. Lay your hands upon them, oh God. Touch their hearts, oh God. And reveal to them, Lord God, that you are a loving God. Show them who you are, Lord. Let there be peace in their hearts, peace in their minds, in their homes, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Walk with them, oh God,
yes.
and let your Holy Spirit lead and guide them into the knowledge and understanding of
yes,
your
Lord.
Truth, oh God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
The peace of God, let the peace of God get into these young men, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Let them know their way is not God's way, because
yes.
you know the plans that
yes.
you have for these young men
yes,
and young
Lord.
Women, oh God. You know, Father God, what you will call them
yes,
to do.
Lord.
Father
yes.
God, lead them in the right way. Oh God, 15 years old, 9 years old. Father God, touch him. Father,
touch
in the name of Jesus,
the name
break
of
the band of the enemy from over them. Break the chain of the enemy from over them.
In
speak
the
to
Jesus.
Their hearts. Speak to their minds, oh
yes.
God,
yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' holy name,
in
and
Jesus
cover
name.
Them with your blood
yes,
as
Lord.
They walk the streets at night,
mm-hmm.
oh God.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Innocent who are being shot, oh God, cover them
mm-hmm.
with your blood.
Cover
Let
them.
The angels of the Lord surround them and
yes,
keep
Lord.
Them
yes,
and
Lord.
Bring them to their destination
yes.
safely.
Yes.
It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Turn
yes,
back
Lord.
Over to Pastor Arthur LaValle. Thank you. you, Pastor, once again for this opportunity in Jesus' name.
Amen. To God be the glory, my Father, you know, and my brother and my sister, you know, to God be the glory, you know.
Yes, Lord.
I understand more and more and more, you know, why God would have, you know, us to even come on now, you know, as I understand it more and more as it go by, because he says something in the Twitter. He say, wherever two of you shall agree on right, just touching anything, it shall be done, you know. And in this union, you know, these are prayers that we offer up to our Father concerning, man, you know, humanity and our nation and our situation and circumstances and system and symptoms. And as we offer that up to the Father and prayer, you know, and allow him through our prayer to do what he said he would do. What do you say? He say, I answer you. You call upon me and I will answer you. In fact, he say, I'll answer you even before you call.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's our responsibility to call. It's our responsibility to pray. You know, it's our responsibility not only to pray, but then after we pray, begin to decree and declare a thing, you know, glory to God. So I see why God is doing what he's doing, even through us and through the time that we've been on this radio broadcast together. It's just so that we can pray and begin to pray one for another, and that we can begin to pray the prayer of agreement. Hallelujah. And listen out there in radio land, this one thing that you can be confident of. Jesus said to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he'll do it for you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So what you mean, Arthur? Let me tell you something. Anything that you ask God according to his word and his will, hey, listen, man, I'm talking about it's a done deal. You think he's going to answer our prayer?
Yes, Lord.
A lot of our prayer we pray, man, you know what God asked here? Hey, you got it. A lot of times he say, I already done it. A lot of times he say, yeah, hey, listen, and so shall it be.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of things, you know. Hey, let me tell you something. If we call upon him, man, I'm talking about, I didn't say might be, could be, shall be, may be. No, it say whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be.
Hallelujah.
Be saved. What? In every area of our lives, spirit, soul, and body.
Right.
Whosoever call upon the name shall be healed. Spirit, soul, and body.
Yes, Lord.
Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. In whatever area we need deliverance in, spirit, soul, and body. Whosoever call upon the name shall be provided for. I don't care what area that we need provision in. Boy, our God should supply all I need, glory to God.
Yes,
now, boy, it's time for us to stop religiousizing them words and preaching sermon about them words and stirring up each other's emotion about them words. Yeah, that's all right. That's a good thing. But, boy, that's going on in God, boy. What brings glory to God is the manifestation of our answered prayer.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. What God meant, that would bring glory to God, boy, when we get our prayers answered. And, boy, that's one way you say this is how you get it answered. Hey, boy, you, wherever two or three of you are together in my name, I'm in the midst. So all of us, all our friends on this radio broadcast and all of you out there in radio land, listen, that's more than two or three of us. You know, that's a whole lot of us, perhaps, you know. And I'm talking about, boy, wherever we assemble together in his name and what he's doing, then he in the midst, hallelujah. And if he's in the midst, he ain't just in the midst watching us and checking us out and giving us a checkpoint if we do this right. No, he's in the midst, man, to manifest his glory. What's his glory? The manifestation of the answers to our prayers.
Yeah.
That's what brings glory to God, boy. When he can get a people, boy, that will pray, hallelujah, and then believe God. Believe what? That they receive.
Yeah.
Matthew 11:24 say, it say, therefore I say unto you that whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Yeah.
And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you of your transgressions. For if we do not forgive, neither will our Father which is in heaven forgive us. Just like Apostle Ron was saying, you know, when he came on, boy, about that something, boy, that's in this nation today. That's racism. You know, that's division. That's division among man, people, man, humanity, mankind. But God, I'm talking about having art against one another.
Hmm.
What do you say? You say, listen, how can you say you love me and then know and hate your brother? That ain't the love of God, like Apostle was saying. No, I'm talking about, boy, that we walk in unity.
Amen.
And it starts in us, first. Who? That's the church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And then through us walking in that kind of love, forgiving and forgetful of each other's faults and mistakes, then, man, I'm talking about, boy, God can do that same thing, man, to others, man. He can manifest that, man, to others. What? So he's saying, you know, hey, listen, even before you come to me praying, hey, get rid of all that racism in your heart.
Yes,
get rid of all that division in your heart. Man, and love man, mankind. And pray God's best for mankind, for one another. Speak the blessings in one another's life, you know. Decree and declare what I say about them. Not, man, judging them, boy, but, man, they are condemning them. But, boy, convicting them. That's a difference between the three. And most of the time, man, we're not careful when we're judging people, man. We're judging them, man, according to their sins. Instead of judging them according to, boy, what God has done about their sins. What God has done about their sins, Bible saying, boy, Psalms 103, who forgiveth all our iniquities. Who forgive all our sins, all our weakness, all our shortcomings. Who heal all our diseases. Who redeems our life from the destruction. What, that man, this world that we're in and all the corruption that's in.
Yes,
who
Lord.
Crowns us, that our kingship is again. That our dominion is again. That our authority is again. Who do what? Who crowns us with what? With loving kindness and tender mercies. So what purpose? So that every day, boy, is renewed, man, day by day by day. Why that old man that was in racism and hatred and bitterness and unforgiveness, while that old man is dying day by day by day, that new man is being renewed day by day by day. All in love, man. The body edifying itself. Speaking the blessing, praying, man, one for another, man, and speaking, man, the blessing, man, of God. In one another's life, forgiving and forgetful of each other's faults and mistakes, and only seeing what the need. What the need is to be loved, to be appreciated, to be well thought of. Listen, that's what every man, every woman, and every boy, and every girl, man, that's their heart's greatest desire, even if they don't know it. Everybody, they just want to be loved. They just want to be appreciated.
Amen.
And they just want to be well thought of. That's a boy that's in all our heart that want to be fulfilled. You know why? Because that's the same man desire that our Father in heaven has. He just wants his children to love him. He just wants his children, man, to appreciate him. And he just wants his children, man, to think the best of him, to think well of him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Boy, that's what builds him up. That's what lifts him. That's what blesses him, boy. When his children love him, when his children, man, appreciate him, and boy, when his children, man, just adore him and love on him and worship him and think the best of him, how great is our God, boy. And as we have that attitude about him, that's what I love about them beatitudes. You know, what it literally saying is, this is how to be in your attitude. This is how you ought to be in your attitude. If you're poor in spirit, then you ought to, this is how you ought to be in your attitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Why? Because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What are you going to do? I come to preach the gospel to the poor. What's the poor in spirit? What's the good news to the poor in spirit? You don't have to be poor in spirit no more. Glory to God. What's the gospel to the brokenhearted? You don't have to be brokenhearted no more. What's the gospel to all that racism? Boy, it don't have to be no more racism in this earth no more. Hallelujah. And that's how we ought to be in our attitude. Why? So that we can begin to, man, listen, after we pray, then that's something, man, like we started off saying, man, you know, and you think God didn't hear, boy, what Apostle and Pastor Elson, man, was praying and decreeing and declaring. They were praying God's will and God's kingdom to come in the earth and in our lives.
Yes,
hallelujah. That's according to God's will. And this is the confidence that we have, that we ask anything according to his will, then we can know that he hears us. I ain't talking about hope that he hears us, man, that we can know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears, that's what, man, 1 John say, then we can know that we had a petition that we desire him.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we can know that we had a petition that we desire him. Therefore, as he said in Mark 11:24, whatsoever thing that you desire, he tell us what to pray, what you desire. That it be peace on earth, that it be racism be rid of, that sickness and disease be bound up and cast up and plucked into the sea. That, man, everything that opposes itself against God's perfect will for our life, and boy, I'm talking about, boy, we pray that be plucked up and cast into the sea.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Decreeing and declaring, boy, That's the power that's on the inside of us. And through praying this, let me tell you something. God sent the answer. What? Even before you prayed.
Hallelujah.
He's just waiting on you to return the word to him. And then, boy, let me tell you something. If you thank God, if you ask God to save you, you think he say no? If you ask God to heal you, do you think he say no? If you ask God to help you in any situation that you might find yourself in, you think he say no? Man, let me tell you something, boy. He's the God of his word, boy. And he's given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. And
Hallelujah.
Through those exceeding great and precious promises, then we partake of the divine nature of God. So we become, man, that same character, that same nature of God. And, boy, thereby getting rid of all the racism and everything else. Right? If you got the character and nature of God, boy, you forgive your brothers and sisters. You'll love them. You'll love the white, the black, the brown, the yellow. You'll love every man, every woman, every boy.
Yes, every Lord. Man.
With what? I ain't talking about with the love that we know, the natural love, man. I'm talking about with the agape love of God. That same love that God loved us with, who looked past all our faults and all our mistakes and saw our need. And just like he forgave us and saved us and redeemed us and restored us, and boy, he wanted us to have that same attitude toward each other, through one another. Why? So that when we pray, there won't be no hindrance in our prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now watch. When we pray, God sent the answer. Not a ball is back in our court. Now watch this here. Just because God has sent the answer, that don't necessarily mean, man, that you're going to receive it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, what you mean? Hey, let me tell you, you know about Daniel, how Daniel prayed and God sent the answer. But it took 21 days. Why? So, boy, I'm talking about you got to receive it. You got to receive what? You got to receive, man, the answer.
Yeah.
You got to, what you mean receive it? Let me tell you something. If they send you a check, man, in the mail, man, the U.S. government send you a check in the mail, and they send it to your post office box, you know. And, man, let me tell you something. It arrived there. It's in there. It's in your post office box. But just because it's in your post office box, that don't mean you received it.
It's just there.
It's there for you. But you got to go down to the post office, man, and to the post office box, and, man, open up your box and grab a hold of it and seize it and place it in your possession. You got to do that. And, boy, when you do that, when you go down to the mailbox, man, and open it up and grab a hold to that, man, letter and that check and everything else and place it in your possession, man, and go and deposit it in the bank, what you done? Then you received it. You received it.
Yeah.
Said, boy, God has already answered our prayer. He said, I answer you even before you call. What the problem is, Arthur? We got to receive it. What do you mean receive? Grammatical construct, that word. That means a grammatical construct. What do you mean? That's a prefix in a word. The prefix is re, means to go back. The word is C-E-I-V-E. That means to have, to own, to possess. Receive means to have, to own, to possess, what? Again. So what? You receive what? Your health. Why? Because at one time we were walking in divine health without, with sickness and disease that didn't come near him when we was in the garden, walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, in the body, in the person of Adam and Eve. What do you say, boy? Then you receive it. What? God sent his word healed us. He sent his word saved us. He said his word delivered us.
Yeah.
His word provided for us. Everything that he do, he's doing with his word. Boy, that's the power of his word. He upholding all things by the word of his power. And boy, he sent that word to us. And boy, what he asked us to do is send it back to him. Now, that's your prayer line. Lord, you see. Hallelujah. That you would take, listen, he didn't only say he'll take Satan away from the midst of us, but he said, boy, if you are hearkening to my voice and obey my commands and everything else, I won't even allow none of the sickness that came upon the Egyptian to come upon you. Listen, healing is a provision for God, but God's best for our lives is divine health. Glory to God. Well, sickness and disease won't even come near our bodies. Hallelujah. These are bodies of the Holy Ghost. And it's time for us, like I say, boy, to stop religiousizing these words and grab a hold to all these exceeding great and precious promises that God has given us and partake of his divine nature and walk out of darkness into the marvelous life. Walk out of death into the abundant life. Walk out of sickness into divine health. Past healing,
yes,
but divine health. Walk out of life and poverty into divine wealth. Walk out of racism and hatred and envy and strife and bitterness and slander and backbiting.
Yes.
Boy, into boy, the agape love of God. Loving God with all our hearts, all our souls, all our bodies, and loving one another. And listen, boy, all that shit abroad in our heart and done, not by our power, and not by our might, but by the Spirit of the living God. That's what God is doing. And that's what God wants to do in us. So I said that to say this here. Now, listen, boy, we pray. And I'm talking about we decree and declare. And I'm talking about every sickness, every disease, every germ, every virus, every malfunction, every cancer cell, every disorder, boy, that's in our spirit, in our soul, in our mind, in our emotions, in our attitudes, man, even and in our physical body. Every sickness, every disease, every germ, every virus, every bacteria, every malfunction, every cancerous cell that touch our body dies instantly, glory to God, because we redeemed from the curse of the law.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All that comes up under the curse of the law and fell up under the light that we inherited from Adam's disobedience and caused us to be born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But God, his love toward us, boy, came himself in the person of Jesus Christ and redeemed our life from that destruction. What I say, boy, in Psalm 103, who redeems our life from destruction. And who crowns us, boy, with glory and honor. Not only did he redeem our life from the destruction that we were in, but, boy, restored back to us everything that we lost. What? Our oneness in God, the Holy Spirit, our divine health, our peace, our righteousness, our sovereign reign that he gave us in the earth. Restored all that back to us.
Thank you, Lord.
And boy, it's time for us to rise up now and start taking our place. What we got to do, how do I receive this? He told us how to receive it. He said, get it how you go down to the mailbox and get it. He said, listen, when you pray, believe that you receive it. And if you believe, therefore we speak. Now, what you got to do now? Now, you got to do something. You got to, this is how you receive it. You shall say to the mountain. Listen, what you pray, get the answer sin. But whether it's received or not, it depends on what you get up saying after you pray. I got to say that every time. Hey, listen, when you pray, that's what gets the answer sin, but that don't get it received. What get it received is what you get up saying after you pray.
Yes,
that's what get it. That's what get it received. When you get up saying, man, by his stripes I'm healed. When you get up saying, man, my God supply all my needs. When you get up saying, boy, I'm talking about I was the brokenhearted and I was broken, but boy, I can testify now that I ain't brokenhearted no more. I ain't a broken people no more. And I can testify to the broken people that you don't have to be broken no more. Why? Because I've been broken, but now I'm here, glory to God. What you doing? You decreeing and declaring now. You speaking now. And you speak to what? To your mountain. You speak to a cancer cell that the doctor say you have. You speak to the sugar diabetes, the high blood pressure, all the sickness and diseases, man, that come up on the human race. You speak to the racism. You speak to the poverty, the lack in your life. You speak to them mountains, even though they might be mountains and big and giants that seem to be bigger than us, but you take authority over it. You take power over it. For God said in his word, I give you power over all the powers of your enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. What you got to do? You got to get up, start decreeing that and declaring that and speaking that. You can't go around saying, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, and the next day you say, boy, my high blood pressure, man, No, that don't mean that you deny that. That don't mean that your high blood pressure might not be a fact, but the truth is, by the stripes of Jesus, you heal. So what you do, you take that truth, man, of the word of God, and you speak it to them symptoms, to them sugar diabetes symptom and them high blood pressure symptom and them cancerous cell symptom and them poverty and lack symptom and that poverty mentality that you have and that you rise up more and you start decreeing and declaring mm-hmm. God's best for your life. What you're doing now, you're receiving your answers.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. What you're doing, you're receiving your answers. How long I got to say that? I got to say that forever, glory to God. That got to become a way of life. That's why Jesus was so mighty and powerful. You know what he said? He said, I only say what I hear my Father say. And I only do, boy, what I see my Father do.
Yes,
therefore,
Lord.
He was walking in sovereignty and dominion and royal power. doing so. And then he says, boy, as I am, so are you. So it's time for us at the church, boy, that pastor and apostle Edison, man, was on here with me, man. We prayed, we decreed, and we declare. And, boy, I'm talking about, boy, we believe that we receive. When? Now. We ain't waiting for us to see no manifestation. Boy, we walk by faith.
Hallelujah.
The integrity of God's word. He said if we call upon him, he can answer us.
Yes.
So I believe that it's an answer. Now, boy, it's up to us now to receive it. How? By decreeing it and then declaring it. What? Boy, the blessing of God over your life, over your family, over our nation, over, man, what's going on in our country, what's going on in our lives, in our communities, in our circumstances and situations and symptoms. Do what, boy? Speak to the mountain. Speak to the circumstances and situations and symptoms, boy. Speak what? The word of God to it. And guess what's going to happen, boy, if you don't cave in and give up and quit? In due season, we'll begin to reap if we don't faint. If we don't cave in, if we don't give up, if we don't quit. So I say all that to say this, man. Receive, man, the answers to whatever prayer it is that you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive. And then get up and start, man, speaking the answer. Speaking what you believe that you receive. If you believe that you receive, you heal, then get up and start speaking that. What? All the days of your life. And guess what will be the result of that, man? You'll start walking in healing and health. Wow. Because that's what God word say.
He said,
whatsoever you say. You ain't going to have what you pray. You're going to have everything that you say. But you pray going to get, man, what you desire sent to you. But you're going to have whatsoever you say. So it's a time to pray, and then it's a time to get up off our knees and start decreeing and declaring, man, God's perfect will over our lives and earth. That's how you get it.
Yeah.
In any area of your life that we might need it in, that's how we partake of. To the divine, exceeding, great, and precious promise of God, and when we put that in our mouth and start decreeing and declaring it, then that's what it's going to be. Apostle Ronald, you know, and Pastor Elaine, man, you know, I thank God for y'all, you know, and for your ministry, and for your being on here with me, you know, and us coming together, boy, as one, touching and agreeing, man, God's best for his people. You know, if you have a closing remark right quick, we got about 30 seconds to a minute before we close. Then go ahead and give a closing remark, and then I'll close out.
I would just like to say, first of all, thanks a lot for having us on again, and we thank God for everything that transpired today. And one thing that I'm mindful of for believers in Christ, don't allow anybody that might be a racist or whatever to dictate you to not love. And also, no matter who might dislike you, don't let them allow you to go to hell. You just keep loving, amen?
And
just keep staying, being heavenly minded. And with that being said, may God bless you real, real good.
Amen, 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 amen. Hey, listen, boy, my wife, Gail, and I, Apostle Ronald, and his wife, Pastor Earlene Esther, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. And we decree and declare God's best for all of our lives. That God's kingdom come in our lives. And that God's will is being done in our lives, day by day by day, as we continue to go from glory to glory, from glory to glory, from glory to glory, till we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. Hey, listen, man, once again, if we can be of any service to you and pray with you in such a degree, encourage you, feel free to contact us at area code 713-870-3776. That's Arthur and Gail LaBelle, Kingdom Life Fellowship of this ministry in the Bunker, Louisiana area. Hey, listen, God bless you. We love you. Talk to you again next week.
Amen. Love you, God.
Pastor Arthur LaBelle. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870.